Good morning and welcome back. As I mentioned a moment ago, we are talking with Texas corn producers this morning. I have Stephanie Pruitt on the line. She's their communications director. And Stephanie, thanks for being with us again.
Yes, thanks for having me, Shannon. Glad to be here.
Yeah, of course. You and I were talking before we started recording the idea that we kind of feel like maybe we have less work to do, but in reality, with all that's going on in the nation right now, you have so much work at TCP to get out to producers at the moment.
Right. We know it's a busy time for our farmers already. We have many farmers who are working to get seed in the ground or finishing up getting seed in the ground. And then on top of just keeping their normal operations going and what we already have as, interesting ag farm policy, we have a whole new set of news with everything happening with the pandemic and the COVID-19. So there's all this new information coming at a time when our farmers are already strapped for time and incredibly busy. So it's just kind of shifted the workload for us here for our association, but we're glad to do it for our farmers.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of that information that's new related to the coronavirus, it's this Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, CFAP, I think is what people are calling it. The application process is open now, right?
Right. So the applications for CFAP opened on Tuesday. So there is a website with the USDA FSA. It's farmers.gov/CFAP. And that website has all of the details and an abundance of details for producers to go get all the details that they need for the CFAP assistance. And so what this is it's a program that's done through USDA, and it's going to commodities that have suffered a 5% or greater price decline in this period that we've experienced COVID-19, which I believe they're looking at that from about mid-January through April. So yes, we do know that corn is among the commodities that has been impacted negatively from a price perspective because of the pandemic. So this is something that our farmers should really be looking at as an additional financial assistance for them as we work to get through some really troubling times for us economically in the agriculture sector. So this is a great program for our farmers to really be looking at, seeing if it's going to work well for their farm, and if it's something that they could take advantage of to make sure that they stay afloat and are able to keep their farm business running well. So we do have some resources on our website at texascorn.org, where we kind of try to lay out like the basic bullets of what you need to know when you're looking at CFAP and how to apply. And like we mentioned, the application process opened on Tuesday. It goes through August 28th. Of course, we encourage people to start looking at that application sooner than later, just because we know that our Farm Service Agency offices can be really strapped with all the other programs that they already are running through there. So we want to make sure that we're getting in there and scheduling those appointments with your FSA office sooner rather than later, just so we don't end up with a big backlog toward the end of this. And it's important to note that your FSA offices right now are open by phone appointment only. So you do have to call them in advance in order to schedule an appointment with them to visit with them about CFAP or any of your other programs. So this is a program that works in addition to, your existing farm programs like ARC or PLC. If you are already set up with ARC or PLC, a lot of your paperwork, fortunately, is already, like, you already have a lot of the prep stuff of what you would need to be able to apply for CFAP. So that's really fortunate for most of our farmers. They're already really well set up to be able to do this application process pretty seamlessly through FSA. But if you go to our website, we have links to the CFAP website, and they have like a payment calculator tool that can be a good guide. For farmers, if you go through and you do that payment calculator tool that they have available, what's really nice is it will go ahead and generate a print application that you can print off, and then you could send it into FSA electronically or in person based off of your local FSA office's preference. And yes, this likely will not be like the one that you're able to just sign off and say, okay, I'm done. Your FSA office might require additional information, but it gives them all the core information that you know you need to apply right off the bat. So that's a really great resource that's available to you at that farmers.gov website. Additionally, the Ag and Food Policy Center at Texas A&M University has produced a CFAP guide that really helps walk farmers through that, and we have that available on our website as well. And I really encourage people to review that and look at it, just to make sure that you have kind of a third party perspective from someone outside of FSA who can kind of give you a detailed look of what they're seeing. This could really be for Texas agriculture and how it could assist our Texas farmers. So we have lots of those resources, like I said, on our website at texascorn.org. And this is also information that we do share with our e-news distribution. So if you aren't receiving those, we really encourage people you can go to our website at Texas Corn, and there's a subscribe now option down at the bottom, and click that button and you can easily get our e-news. We send those out generally just once a month. And then whenever there's really important information like the CFAP application process going out at a busy time, we send out a special e-news for that. But so we try not to overload our farmers' inboxes, but we want to make sure you're having ready access and ready information when you need it.
Again, that is Stephanie Pruitt with Texas Corn Producers. She's the communications director, and just, man, working overtime over there at TCP to make sure our producers have what they need. So again, if you need any information on that CFAP program, the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, application process is now open, and they've got that information on their website. They've also got some other great resources related to the Paycheck Protection Program and anything else you can think of related to COVID-19. Their website is texascorn.org. And then, of course, Texas A&M AgriLife also has some great resources as well. That's going to wrap up our show today. Please go out there and make it a great day. I'm KGNC Agribusiness News Director Shannon Gray.